Some day yesterday, I tell you, my Monday motivation man couldn't be motivated enough to get his backside out of bed. And then Dennis Byers from B Bendigo decided the horses needed feeding, and that was more important than talking to Robbo. Devastated. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Good. You didn't think you'd get away with that, did you? I'd have to mention it, you know.
No, I can safely say that the horses haven't been fed yet, so they're not happy either.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, hey, let's turn our attention to business and a smile on our face, and hopefully starting to get a wee smile on the face of some of the businesses around Bendigo. And B Bendigo has conducted a survey, a pretty in-depth one too. So give us the top line data in terms of how many took part in the survey and the sorts of questions that you were asking and seeking information from.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. We run a survey every 12 months, and primarily it's designed to try and get a better understanding of obviously where businesses are at and what's actually happened with them, which helps then us set our program for the following 12 months. So we surveyed a range of members and non-members. We had about 259-odd responses to the survey, which we're reasonably pleased with given the environment we're in at the time. The survey ran through the month of October, and primarily the first thing was to establish what position they thought they're in and then work through, you know, from a revenue, staffing, outlook point of view, where do they think they were going and what support did they need from there?
Right. So was there one particular stat or statistics that, I guess, were real eye-openers from your perspective? What was the general feel that you got back from it?
Well, I think the thing that was overwhelming, that there was an element of, I suppose, if you put it as cautious optimism from the businesses in terms of what the future might look like. We understand that there are certain industries that have probably been hit harder than others, but it did highlight that there are a number of industries that have actually performed quite well through the whole COVID environment.
And that certainly is interesting, because I see one of the questions too was about the status of the people taking part, and certainly most were business owners as well. So these are the blokes that, like, you know, the hands in their own pocket, that's where the dough's coming from.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, what one of the things that we probably looked at, well, the three key things we really looked at was around revenue, employment, and then what the outlook was going forward. And we knew that there would be impacts around revenues. I think the thing that surprised me was that, you know, a high percentage of were performing better or had less than a 25% reduction in revenue. We thought that might have been a bit more significantly on the worse side than what that actually was. And then from a staffing perspective, you know, the optimism around remaining at similar staffing levels all the way through or need to employ staff into the future was one that, you know, also surprised us a little bit.
Yeah, well, I say it was about 70%. Of the respondents said that they expect their staffing levels to stay the same, which is, you know, terrific stuff. The other one that was, I thought, quite interesting too, was how high the percentage was of people who believe that their business will return to normal.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we were always pretty conscious of where businesses might be at, and we know that through this process there would be some casualties, but there was a, in that outlook, point, you know, that they did see themselves returning to normal. And they also seen that the that Bendigo was better placed, if you like, in terms of recovery than in their view, than what certainly other areas were. So we have a lot going on in Bendigo at the moment around the, you know, obviously major government builds and some investment in new hotels and Qantas returning yesterday. And,
yes,
you know, so, and there's some new businesses that have been opening. So from that perspective, you know, I think there is a degree of optimism. We understand it's still going to be difficult. We're not sort of thinking that it's all roses and chocolates and everything at the minute, but and we will need to work it through. But, you know, I think there's a degree of optimism, and easing of restrictions has also made it you know, a lot better in terms of how people are feeling.
Yeah.
And a couple of other interesting things. You know, we know the Reserve Bank put out an article not long ago listing the, you know, the increase in cash sitting in banks. So people have money to actually spend. And we've seen a lot of people out there with the easing restrictions wanting to spend some money. So that was interesting. The only cautious thing, I suppose, that we're still really conscious of is when the end of JobKeeper arrives in, at the end of March.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting. Well, Dennis, it's I think, as you say, cautious optimism, I think, is the word. But certainly, you know, there is a better feeling out there than perhaps many of us would have thought there would be at this particular time. And that's the important thing. So keep up the good work. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. And go and feed those bloody horses now, will you?
Thanks, Robbo. Good on you.
Thanks, Dennis. Dennis Bias from B Bendigo on the Wake Up Call.